The question, though, is whether Mr Carmichael would have won his seat in Orkney and Shetland. He's the only Lib Dem MP left in Scotland. He's got a majority of just over 800, and whether the truth, had it emerged during the election campaign, might have prevented him from winning that seat.
Well, thank you very much, Tim Reid. And in fact, that is one of the questions that I've put to the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, as I asked for her reaction.
He has written to me apologising for both leaking the memo, and also he has accepted that the contents of the memo were not accurate. So I accept his apology. I'm glad we've got to the bottom of this. I believe dirty tricks like this have no place in an election campaign. I think the
dirty tricks
issue... Well, leaking something in order to try to smear somebody during an election campaign. He could have come clean on this before the election and allowed the voters in his constituency to vote in possession of all of the facts. Instead, before the election, he denied all knowledge of it. And he's only now coming clean after the election because the leak inquiry had found him guilty.
Do you have suspicions then about the timing of all of this?
I don't have any suspicions about the timing of the Cabinet Office leak inquiry. I think the Cabinet Office have done a very good and thorough job, and I thank them for it. It's not often that a leak inquiry actually finds out who the leaker is, and this one has. So I've got no issues at all. The issue here is with Alistair Carmichael and how honest or not he was with the people he was asking to vote for him. You know, before the election, he said that the first he knew about this was when a journalist called him. We know today that wasn't true. But in between the two different accounts of this, there's been an election and his electors have voted for him effectively on a false premise.
So
and
I think
he's got to reflect on that.
Would the SNP then have taken the seat, in your view, if this news had emerged during the campaign?
Know, we can't know that for sure, but in 2010, Alistair Carmichael had a majority of 10,000 or thereabouts. 2 weeks ago, he got a majority of 800 or thereabouts. So, you know, we can never answer that question definitively, but I think it's reasonable to say that it is at least possible.
He is, of course, the only Lib Dem in Scotland now. He said, had I still been a government minister, I would have considered this to be a matter that required my resignation. I have therefore informed the Cabinet Secretary that I will decline my ministerial severance payment. So he's saying if he'd been a government minister, he would have resigned. Do you think he should still resign then as an MP in force of by-election?
I've got to be honest, I think he should consider his position. I mean, I think there's two issues here. There's the leaking of the memo, and he did that as a minister, and he shouldn't have done that. And had he been caught out, or had he owned up when he was still the Secretary of State, then by his own admission today, he would have had to resign. I guess the issue in terms of his position as an MP is less the leaking of the memo and more the fact that he wasn't honest about that. And when asked about it, he said that he knew nothing about it. Effectively, he denied being the person who leaked the information. And, you know, now we know that's not true. So I think he's got a lot to reflect on.
Are you being diplomatic? Do you just think he should stand down as an MP?
I think he's got that to consider. I think it's fair to give Alistair Carmichael the opportunity to consider that for himself.
The relationship between ministers and special advisers, we know a lot about that, and you work very closely together. Would you admit it if one of your special advisers leaked something like this?
As I understand it, and I stress as I understand it, he's not simply taking the rap for a special adviser. He's saying that he authorised the special advisor to do what they did. So it's his own actions he's taken responsibility for, not simply taking responsibility for the actions of a special advisor.
These private conversations, there was some talk about the words being lost in translation, wasn't there? Do you think that perhaps you all need to be careful when having these private conversations from now on?
No, because I suppose people will make their own judgments about how careful or otherwise they are when they're having private conversations. But, you know, there is no question here. I didn't say what the memo alleged that I had said. And, you know, you don't
you'd prefer to see Conservatives remain in power after the general election.
I categorically, and that was established literally the night the story broke, I categorically didn't say that. What I was going on to say is you don't have to take my word for that. The person that I was having the conversation with, the French ambassador, also said and has said that I didn't say that. So there's no question these words weren't uttered. Now, I accept the outcome of the Cabinet Office inquiry that says that the civil servant who wrote this memo made an honest mistake and wrote in good faith what they thought they had heard. Of course, in the memo, they did say that it could have been that this had been lost in translation. Now, I don't know the extent to which it was lost in translation. All I know is that I didn't see it, and the French ambassador says I didn't see it. So, to be perfectly frank about it, that's not in question and hasn't been in question since this story first broke.
That's Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon.